everything we see, everything that comes to us by nose, by ear, by touch of skin, by eye, by taste, transmits the message that it cares for us. That's very simple. Everything we're surrounded with cares for us, okay? That's why I came up with the example of the leader of the world. He should be the medium. He should materialize and organize this caring into society so that every single being finds his own spot in it. If this caring that gives us the strength and the power that we feel in our body really just as close to being you can't get than that what you feel with your body, this caring is cut off and you can feel yourself drift away, locked up, drifting away, locked up in something that could be called absence of everything, yet absolute loneliness, where you're so alone that even you yourself is not a company anymore. When everything is cut off so intensely, this is hell. What Tim might have meant by our sound experiences going near to the gates of hell was a logical result of the negation of everything that was defined as music for our well-being. It was a complete cut off of everything. Every trace that could have led us to a 21st century paradise folded around us. Say this very comfortable armchair that our culture has prepared for us. All these threads were abandoned, and instead of going forward into the light that somebody else was holding up for us, we went backwards into some dark thing like kids looking for danger. And we went along the path of sound to a place called danger. When we listened to it again, to a piece, I said, there's harmony in it. Because he couldn't understand what it was. He never heard it, he thought it was dangerous. And I said, there's harmony in it. Of course there's harmony in it. But there's not much love in it. And then we understood that 1 month after the declaration of the world declaration of the president of his country, we realized that everything in the world was breathing war. So by abandoning this tissue of existence, by abandoning this field of existence, is what I said, we refused to see ourselves as the pages of a book that somebody else was writing a story on, that somebody else was using to write a story.
that we wanted was to change the book.
All that we wanted was to change our perception of sound. So we went away. And there we were.